Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Leanne Ebbinghuizen from easyinfluence.com and I'm so glad to welcome you to this interview with my special guest, Gail Nowak. And Gail is the founder of The Story Stylist. And she's a trusted story strategist to independent coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs who are on a mission transform their own lives and the lives of others. And Gail helps you as a freedom-seeking entrepreneur to find, craft, and market your own compelling stories so that you can build a loyal buying audience. And what I personally discovered when I went through one of Gail's programs was that even though I as a speaker coach, a presentations coach, I think I know something about stories already. Well, I have to say the way Gail had me look at stories and how she led me through her process of discovering a story really blew me away. And that is why I'm really excited to share her and her work with you because as you will learn, or perhaps you already realize, we all need good stories. And Gail is someone, I believe, who can make that happen easily for all of you here. So that is why I've invited Gail to speak with us in a couple of weeks from now about why story is the money behind your marketing. And she has graciously agreed to do this bonus interview to give you a sneak peek of what's to come. So thank you and welcome, Gail.
Thank you, Liliana. It's such a treat to be here with you today.
Oh, I'm really honored to have you for this special foretaste, so to speak. So let's jump in and meet you. So tell us a little bit about you and why you do what you do.
Sure, I'd love to tell you a little bit about my story and how my journey got started. And a good place to start is my high school graduation. You know, I remember sitting there feeling relieved and finally getting ready to grab my diploma and move on because in high school I felt mostly unseen and unheard. You know, even though I was the editor of the literary magazine, which is a pretty high-profile role for a high schooler, I can't say that that really sunk in for me and that I felt like I had made a difference while I was there. And I remember sitting there in the crowd thinking, was it really worth it? You know, I was like, I just want to be done with this. I want to go to the graduation party. And here I was beating myself up yet again. And then all of a sudden, I heard the headmaster say my name. And, of course, my first reaction was, am I in trouble? And no, I definitely wasn't in trouble. So I stopped thinking and started listening to him. And what I heard was that he was quoting me. Me. He was literally quoting me. And I couldn't believe this. And the words he was saying were my words. He was saying, we don't have to search for ways to make our own personal trademark because we're born with one already inside us, which gives me a little bit of chills because I say something very similar to that today in the work that I'm doing. But those were my words back then in high school, and he was saying them in front of thousands of people. In that moment, I realized what I say and what I do makes a difference. And it was so liberating that my headmaster, you know, the leader of our school, someone in such a high position, and someone I had never even spoken to the 4 years I was there, he had heard me. He heard me when I was just being me. And he took it upon himself to share my message with the people who were listening that day. And that really made an impression on me because it wasn't always like that. I remember when I first started to feel like no matter what I did, I could not ever have a say. When I was a child, I was set up in such an impossible situation And there was no way I could say what I knew was true. So a lie was created, and I couldn't stop it. I remember standing in a courtroom with attorneys and my family when I was 8 years old. And my mom and my dad, they were fighting over me about visitation rights. And I remember being taken out of the room and basically manipulated by this lawyer who asked me, "Don't you love flying in planes?" And I said, "Sure, I do. I love it." And the second we got back into the room with the rest of the group, this attorney announces, "Gail wants to fly to her father's." And inside I'm screaming, "No, that's not what I said." And nothing came out of my mouth. So I know what it's like to shut down, to feel like what you say and do does not matter. And I know what it's like to feel the opposite. And that's why I do this work, because after many years and many people helping me learn that for myself, that yes, absolutely, what you do and what you say matters when you're doing something meaningful, when you're helping others, I never wanted to feel invisible again. And I never wanted anyone else who brings light into this world to feel invisible again. And, you know, in this loud and crowded marketplace, it's really easy to get swallowed up by the noise and to feel unheard and unseen. But when you tell your story, people will never tune you out. They will never look away. That's why I love this work, because finding and owning your own story empowers you, Liana. It gives you strength. It gives you confidence. It's your living, breathing voice.
Yes, wow. That's, I love this story. That's really compelling, Gail. And what I hear myself often say is, well, you know, confidence is key to anything you do and any progress. So why not let your own story carry us, right? I love that.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
I already felt pulled into your story actually now. So it's like, wow. So, but also I know you're here to give us some insight into the power of story. I felt it, you know, just this minute. But tell me, why do entrepreneurs need to be influential in today's marketplace? And what I'm also interested in is, how does story help them to do that in a strategic way even?
Right. Those are great questions. Being influential is critical to the success of your business. You know, people get hung up on the word selling, but I like to think of selling as influencing, and I know, Liana, that's how you look at it too. You know, whether mm-hmm. you're selling a product, a service, or an idea, you're trying to influence people, right?
Exactly.
But you actually have to get people to listen first, and that can be the tricky part. Because, you know, we can communicate with anyone in the world. We have a lot of technology that allows us to do that at any time and in any place. You know, our ability to connect is greater now than ever before. But on the flip side, we're dealing with a far more expansive and crowded marketplace that's really loud. You know, there's lots of noise. There's lots of distractions. And it's pretty easy to look and sound like our competitors. But your story is unlike anyone else's story. And that's how you stand out. That's how you become influential. That's how you build a powerful presence. That's how you move people. So storytelling is especially important for entrepreneurs, Liana, because it's the one thing you already have that no one can replicate. There's nothing else in your business that can engage and persuade and move people into action like your story.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And you're so right. You have to make sure that people listen first. That's the most difficult thing to do, actually. So your story is the thing that always makes you stand out, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, I fully agree. But now we have their stories and stories and stories. And what makes a good story?
Right. Because we're not telling stories just for the sake of telling stories. You know, a good story is one that resonates with your audience. You know, sure, you want it to be entertaining, but we're not doing this for entertainment purposes only. So, like I said, a good story is one that resonates with your audience. And an example might be a wellness coach sharing her struggle with an eating disorder and how she overcame that struggle. You know, that story is relevant to people who are also struggling with food or body image issues, you know, essentially clients that she would be working with. But if she shares a rags-to-riches story with that same audience, it's not going to resonate with them as much. You know, it's that kind of story, if she was speaking to other coaches, you know, telling the story about how she built her business and maybe some of the twists and turns involved with that, that would resonate with a room full of other wellness coaches. So you have to think about who you want to tell your story to and why you want to tell it. You basically have to ask yourself, what benefit will your audience get out of it, and what message and action do you want them to take? You also want to bring people into the story, so it's really important to create a scene and introduce the characters and put people in a place. Using sensory details and vivid language and metaphors, you want people to feel like they're the main character in the story, basically. And you want them to be emotionally involved, Liana. So it's important to explain what's at stake. You need to develop some tension in the story and show how you resolve that tension. And finally, you've got to bring it back to your audience. You don't stop the story when you're done explaining what happened and how it changed you. You keep going with your message of how what you learned can change your audience, too.
Okay. So there need to be some really key pieces in place to really have that good story, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it needs to be a moving story. The story needs to resonate on different layers, if I sense it, you know, if I hear correctly what you're saying. So it's, okay, it's not just a story. It has to be relevant on all layers.
Right.
Yeah. And so let's assume we have this moving story. How can we use this to market our business?
Right. That is a great question, and that's one of the pieces that I work with my clients on. Story really elevates your marketing, and you can use storytelling techniques in any of your marketing channels. You know, you can use story when you speak. You know very well, Liana, you know, when you're speaking and you have that opportunity to have an audience listening to you for, you know, 30 minutes or 60 minutes or maybe even longer, maybe even a full day, you've got to balance out all that content with some stories. You got to keep people interested and captivated, right?
Right.
So using story when you speak is huge. But you can use story on your website. You can use it in your emails. You can use it on social media. Social media is a great place to tell stories. That's where people are expecting, you know, to see a little bit of storytelling. You can even use it when you're networking. I have a client who has the opportunity to do short talks, you know, 1 or 2 minute talks at networking events, and she says that whenever she shares a shorter version of her story at those events, people always come up to her after and they say, oh my gosh, I completely relate to your story. And she's been getting more leads out of that as a result. So, you know, wherever you are showing up and representing your business, it's possible to tell stories in all of your marketing. And it doesn't always have to be your own story, Liana. You know, you talk about getting really effective testimonials from clients. You can use other people's stories too. You know, the testimonials, the stories about the results you get for your clients are highly effective in promoting your business on your website, on a sales page, and even in sales conversations.
Oh, yeah, I agree. We definitely cannot do without testimonials. But, you know, hearing you talk about where to use stories, I realize, you know, I may not utilizing my story enough yet, because, you know, using stories on social media is like it just went a light bulb off, to be honest. Like, oh, my gosh, I may not be utilizing my story enough. So, wow, this is great. So what else can we expect to learn from you on from your teleclass with us on April the 3rd, Gail?
Yeah, I'm really excited to have the opportunity to go more in-depth about what we talked about today, because you're going to learn why story helps you build a powerfully attractive presence both online and offline, why you need to tell your story in a way that helps you relate your experience and unique value to the needs and desires of your audience, what to do with your story so you can build an audience that loves doing business with you, and the one easy step you can take immediately that will help unearth the powerful story hiding inside you.
Wow, this sounds great. This sounds great. Well, thank you so much. I cannot wait to hear more on April the 3rd. I will be there, of course. And, well, again, great to have you, Gail. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to speaking with you again on the 3rd. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity to provide this little sneak peek. And thanks to you and your wonderful community. I'm looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you are listening right now and you know your story needs to be upgraded, or perhaps you are not using stories at all, or you think you may not be utilizing your story to attract business, then please join us, join Gail's teleclass on April the 3rd, and it's titled Move People and Make Money, Why Your Story is the Money Behind Your Marketing. And I'm looking forward to learning more from Gail. So I trust we speak to you soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.